Across a cloudy sky, monumental capital letters spell out Stage 6. Silhouetted animated figures stand on the edge of a wood, among them a mother and child and a young couple. The logo for Groundswell Productions. In red letters, Stage 6 Films and Groundswell Productions, in association with Ulterior Productions. An upside-down letter V flips over and throbs, becoming VVE, the logo for Videoverse Entertainment. Vintage film footage.
Welcome to Camp Bluefinch, where romance and the sun can turn deadly.
A redhead in a yellow camper van. The van enters the gateway of Camp Bluefinch.
This is the summer that's going to change your life.
Where the days are warm.
Hey, man, that guitar is choice.
Thanks, Blake. Fits your hair.
The girls are cool.
Did I miss the kumbaya circle?
The nights are always hot. And evil lurks around every corner.
Gosh, you startled me.
So I just go down that path all the way?
A guy like you can go anywhere he wants.
And any moment, Billy can strike.
A girl's head is in a freezer. The mask killer breaks his victim's neck. A hysterical blonde turns to the killer.
They won't be singing Kumbaya. They'll be screaming Kumbano. Pack your bags for Camp Bloodbath.
You just messed with the wrong virgin.
Where the only marshmallow that will roast is your sanity.
A fresh-faced girl with a ponytail is watching the film trailer on a handheld device. She shakes her head with a smile. Sitting in the passenger seat of a stationary car, she puts the device away and sips her takeaway drink. She puts it to one side and picks up a publicity photo from a box on the floor of the car. It shows Amanda Cartwright, the smiling blonde from the film trailer, with her screen credits. The girl looks out of the car window and sees Amanda coming out of a building, puffing on a cigarette, looking downcast. As she nears her car, she stubs out the cigarette with her slender foot, then gets into the driver's seat next to the girl.
Well, let me know.
You know you're too good for this crap, right?
The casting director was all like, I know you from somewhere. And I went, really? Oh, it's probably my arc on CSI as like a bipolar mistress. And he's like, no, I got it. Camp Bloodbath. Oh, am I ever going to live that movie down? I mean, it was 20 years ago. Honestly, if you ever become an actor, don't ever do a slasher flick.
You wouldn't catch me dead in a movie. You're the actress here.
Damn straight. And I'm no actress. I'm a movie star. Mouse? Let's rock and roll.
Mother and daughter drive off together along a straight, unlit road under a darkening sky.
So, we owe the electric company $174.88 by next...
Remember month. Frank? He told me he was going to take me to Palm Springs this weekend. No message, no text.
No surprise.
You know, it's just, he said we're exclusive.
Well, he said it. He doesn't act like it. Whatever, what do I know?
You must think I'm a total zero.
Screw him, Mom. And screw his shitty hotel in Palm Springs.
Oh, my God. Look at you taking care of me. What happened to that little girl I used to dance with in the backyard?
She grew up and is trying to figure out where this $174 is going to come from.
Amanda grabs the bills in Max's hand and tosses them out of the car window.
What are you doing? Are you crazy? Our song!
Mom, we need to figure this out.
Her hair is hollow gold.
Amanda mimes the song. She gives Max a teasing pout.
Her hands are never You're such a dork. She
got day you know, everything in my life I got wrong. But you I got right. I love you. You know that, right?
Max wells up, and Amanda's eyes glisten.
What? Nothing. Nothing!
She turns up the volume and playfully grabs Max's chin. She mimes the song and finally brings a smile to Max's face.
And she knows just what it takes to make it progress. She got
Max joins in. his drink spills.
Max, those are really expensive!
The car lands on its roof. In the neon-lit empty street, a traffic light turns red. Amid flashing blue and pink lights, the title, Final Girls. Three years later. Max lies on her side in bed, soft light seeping through the windows. Clothes, shoes, and papers are strewn on the floor of the room. Her eyes open sleepily. Her bedside alarm clock shows it's 2:16. She silences it. In the shower, she lets the water cascade down her still face. At her dressing table, she slowly brushes her long, fair hair. There are photos of her mother pinned to the mirror. A home video shows Max as a little girl dancing with her in the garden. 18-year-old Max watches the video with mournful eyes.
Birdie's here! Coming out, Pearl!
On the video, Max and her mum blow kisses. Max is in a car with her curly-haired chum, Gertie.
So, when Chris asked you to study, was he like, I want you to come study? Or was he like, I want you to come study?
Please, I'm only going so I don't flunk classics.
Well, come on, you know that he broke up with Vicky last week, right? And she is a mess. Have you seen the veiled suicide note / poem she posted on her Facebook page? It's so hilarious. I read it out loud to myself a lot.
Hey, just keep on keeping on.
What does that even mean?
It's something my therapist tells me all the time.
You have a therapist?
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you deal?
No, not really. She's a physical therapist.
They meet Chris in a diner.
Okay, so the myth of Persephone. Max, you want to take this one?
Sure. She's the daughter of Zeus, and she eats pomegranate seeds, and then Hades kidnaps her to the underworld.
Okay, good. So they go back to the underworld, and Persephone's freaking out, and Hermes is like, it's okay, just keep looking forward, or we'll be stuck here forever.
Max, you wanna jot any of this down, or?
Oh, no, it's okay, Max, I already got a copy. You can copy from me later, or I can give it to you if you want. I'm gonna stop talking.
Max pulls a face.
Oh, shit.
Max, hey, wait, did you not get my messages?
Duncan, no.
Please.
Come on.
Please.
Seriously? No.
The mathematicians were so excited when I told them that Amanda Cartwright's daughter was my sister's best friend.
Stepsister.
Why'd you say that? That's so hurtful. Please, Max, I promised that you'd be there. I'm the assistant general manager of the varsity. Think of my reputation.
Wait, what are mathematicians?
Camp Bloodbath fans. It's kind of our awesome nickname.
Did you know that a nickname immediately becomes uncool when you give it to yourself?
You know what, Gertie? When my dad told me that I was gonna get a sister, I cried. Because that's all I'd ever wanted. But not like this. Not like this.
Gertie blows a straw at Duncan.
Don't. Look, Camp Bloodbath is like the granddaddy of all campsite slasher films, okay? Amazing production design, insane music, over-the-top acting. It's a cult classic. Max's mom plays Nancy, this sort of shy girl next door who gives up her butterfly to some dumb jock, and Billy Murphy comes along and chops her ass up on a water bed.
Sorry, Duncan. Tell your cult, maybe I'll see them next year.
Max goes to leave.
I'll do all your classics assignments for the rest of the year. Your papers, your homework, all of it. Gertie, told me that you were failing. Please, Max, what do you say? You want to graduate or not?
At the door of the diner, she weighs it up. Later, she looks across the street at a cinema showing the double feature of Camp Bloodbath 1 and 2. Gertie creeps up to her.
Max!
Gertie!
Oh, you scared me. Well, this will be fun, huh? Being trapped in a movie theater with a bunch of nerds?
Yeah, sure.
You know what was fun, though? Watching Chris today oogle over you.
Shut up.
What? That's a word, right? Oogling? He likes you so much. It's so cute.
Gertie, get real. He's like a giant. Okay, so imagine us together. I need stilts to kiss.
Hey!
Tall, lanky Chris comes towards them.
Hi. Hey. What are you doing here?
I figured you needed some moral support. Why? Should I go? Because I can. If this is weird, I.
No! Don't be crazy, Christopher. We're so happy you're here. I'm gonna go popcorn up.
See you inside.
Gertie makes a discreet exit, leaving Max and Chris smiling shyly at each other. He turns to look at the gory film poster.
Wow. Your mom was gorgeous. I'm sorry. That's a weird thing to say, isn't it?
Kinda.
It's kinda cool to get to honor her memory this way, right?
Today's the anniversary of her death.
I don't know what to say.
Me neither. At least I get to see her. Even if she is being chased by a psycho with a machete.
Stop.
Oh, great.
Hey, what a coincidence. This is Tyson. We've been hanging out, and he's so funny. My abs are, like, shredded from laughing so hard. Anyway, Tyson wanted to come here tonight, and I was like, oh, my God, no, but and here we are, so you win, Tyson.
So you didn't see my post about it or anything?
No, I don't go on your stupid Twitter, which, by the way, has lost 3 more followers today. Anyway, I'll see you guys inside, okay?
Inside, Chris's ex, Vicky, joins them.
I'm so wiped from all these applications. Even my safety schools, Stanford, Cornell, I'm not gonna just half-ass them, you know? It's just not my style. I am lucky that I even made it out tonight at all. Thank you, Adderall.
She pops a pill.
Where did Terry go?
Terry? Tyson?
Tyson.
Oh, yeah, he just got, like, super sick super fast.
Mm. Oh, no, not the super sick super fast.
Max, are they doing this because it's, you know, anniversary?
Yeah, I'm here for an appearance. I didn't think you'd...
Come on, Max. Of course I would remember. I have really good memory. It's not just the Adderall.
Hey, do you want anything? I'm gonna go get a popcorn. And then we can, like, dump M&Ms into it. That way every handful is, like, kind of suspenseful.
Sure. Hey, Chris, I'm just gonna have a Diet Coke and a child-sized popcorn, but make sure to dump half of it into the garbage. You remember, right? You know what? I'm just gonna come with you.
She is the worst. She's like a living nightmare. I can't believe he used to be friends with her. Look, she's probably gonna pee on him just to mark her territory.
Gertie!
Max! Hey!
Hey.
Oh, God.
Hey, you came. All hail Max. Sorry, I don't know why I worshipped you then. I'm just excited to see you.
Yeah, you're also really weird. You're very strange and weird.
I can put you down for the Q&A, right? After the show, do a little Q.
Yeah.
And a little... Hey, I'll put you down as a maybe. Okay, glad you're here.
Max's eyes narrow with annoyance. Affecting nonchalance, Duncan collides with a rope barrier. The cinema is packed. Duncan, Gertie, Vicky, Chris, and Max are sitting in the front row as the cult film begins. Amid the applause as the title comes up, Vicky's texting. Chris smiles cheerfully at Max, who looks on with cautious detachment as the pale yellow VW van pulls into view, driven by Kurt.
Hey, guys. We're here.
Red-headed Tina whoops.
Someone wake up Sleeping Beauty back there.
As blonde Nancy, played by Amanda, looks up sleepily from the back seat, Max smiles softly.
Are we there yet?
Nancy pulls back the curtain from the back window and catches Kurt winking at her in the rearview mirror. Chris turns to Max.
You okay?
Yeah. It all happened so long ago. Little Billy Murphy went to camp here decades ago, and he was always picked on for being different, ugly. And then one summer, the hottest one on record, the counselors decided to play a little prank on him.
A flashback to summer 1957 in black and white.
No one really knows how Billy was before it happened. The counselors hated him, and the other kids bullied him mercilessly.
Stop! Go away! Right.
Tall and skinny Billy seeks refuge in an outhouse.
Billy, open up!
Chris gazes at Max as she watches the film. On screen, one of the boys throws a string of firecrackers into the outhouse. In her room, Nancy sprays perfume around the bed. She flips a Zippo lighter. In the cinema, a fan lights a thin cigar with a Zippo lighter. On screen, Kurt comes in.
Soak this moment in, babe, because you're always going to remember me.
What does that tattoo mean?
It's given me in juvie. I was caught stealing cherries. I'm a cherry thief.
Neat.
The cherry thief gulps from a drinks can. In the cinema, a fan drinks from a vodka bottle and passes it to the guy next to him. The guy drops it. It rolls away, hurtling towards the edge of the screen. In the film, Kurt pushes Nancy back on the bed.
Nice legs. What time they open?
Max cringes. Nancy sits up. Kurt has vanished.
Kurt?
In the audience, the cigar smoker takes a puff and burning ash drops to the floor in slow-mo. Nancy nervously does up her blouse.
I'm gonna get some air.
As Max walks away from the screen, Nancy finds Kurt's head. The burning ash lands on the vodka tray and sets it alight, zipping all the way to the cinema curtains, which go up in flames. As the fans panic and try to flee, Max hurtles back to her friends. She collides with someone. A knife falls to the floor.
The exits are blocked!
Duncan, is there an exit from the screen?
Yes.
Max picks up the knife and leads the others towards the screen, where Nancy is confronted by the masked killer. As the killer raises his arm and slashes with his knife, Max slashes the film canvas. With a look of horror at the audience trapped by the flames, Max leaps through the film screen. The picture bleaches out. She opens her eyes and peers at tall trees above her. She sits up. She's in a clearing surrounded by dense woodland and colourful vegetation. Chris appears behind her.
Oh, Max!
Oh, God, what happened? Where the hell are we?
I don't know. Did the theater burn down?
That was the scariest thing I have ever seen. You're alive! Oh, thank God.
What does poison ivy look like? Because I think I got a...
Can you help me? Guys, somebody's coming.
A bright yellow VW van appears at the far end of a woodland road. Their mouths drop open as it drives towards them. But a faint smile comes to Max's lips as the van pulls up and Tina, the redhead from the film, addresses them.
Hey, do you guys know the way to Camp Bluefinch?
Tina!
Yeah?
Duncan claps his hand across his mouth, and they all look gobsmacked. Tina looks goofily at Kurt at the wheel. They drive away. Max.
Oh my God. I'm having a psychotic episode.
We all saw the same thing, right?
Maybe it's a dream. A collective dream.
If this is a dream, then there's a very strong chance that my dad's gonna come up to us naked and offer us some pecan pie. But don't take any. It is not pecan pie.
Gertie throws up. A caption reads, 92 minutes later.
Maybe we're dead. And this is heaven.
This can't be heaven. Max is here. And she's Jewish.
Oh, right. Well, maybe it's Jewish heaven.
Look!
Max looks behind her and sees the van coming round again. As one, they turn to look at it.
Hey! Do you guys know the way to Camp Bluefinch?
Yeah, you just keep going the way you're going.
Oh, wow! Okay, thanks so much.
We're not dead. We're insane.
No, we're not. And I don't think we're in the valley anymore.
Duncan sets his watch. Another 92 minutes later, the five of them are sitting on a log.
Is anybody getting any bars?
No.
8, 7, 6, 5.
Duncan clicks his fingers, and bang on cue, the VW van appears.
Hey, do you guys know the way to Camp Bluefinch?
Yeah, actually, we're counselors, and we can show you if you just give us a ride.
Oh, rad! Yeah, hop in.
Tubular.
Dude, what are you doing?
Do we have a choice? We're kind of stuck. Let's go.
Duncan and Gertie go to the van. Vicky, clutching her phone, follows them.
Come on, guys.
Max and Chris look unsure.
You guys coming?
Her heart-shaped face framed by her long, straight hair, her eyes full of trepidation, Max purses her lips.
I can't believe you guys are counselors, too. We've never had this many before. When the kids get here next week, they're gonna be so pumped.
Hey, where's your guys' suitcases? Because honestly, your clothes
They're disgusting.
Says the guy in the crop top.
What's up? Are you guys poor people? Are you guys poor?
We packed light. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you pack, Tina?
The basics. Bikini, mouthwash, diaphragm.
Oh, yeah, you did. Because you're going to get so naked.
How did you know?
Spring break. Forever.
Hey, guys. We're here. Somebody wake up Sleeping Beauty back there.
Max's eyebrows shoot up. Duncan, Gertie, Vicky, and Chris slowly turn their heads to see who's doing the sighing.
Are we there yet?
Slowly, Max turns her head and sees her mother as Nancy, opening the thin curtains. She looks straight at Max.
Oh, hi. I'm Nancy. What's your name?
Max.
First time away from home? It's okay. It's hard to be away from your parents, huh?
Her eyes brimming, Max gulps. The VW van drives beneath a canopy of trees, and Tina pokes her head out of the window. The van drives under the brightly painted Camp Bluefinch gateway, and the title, Camp Bloodbath, in dripping red letters, seeps onto the screen. They all climb out of the van, Tina prancing to the music of her Walkman, Nancy crawling out of the back, both girls wearing yellow blouses and denim shorts.
Yes.
Duncan looks thrilled. Nancy smiles cheerily.
Well, kiddo, this is the summer that's gonna change your life.
Max is the last to come out.
No kidding.
Hey, Nance, that guitar is choice.
Thanks, Blake. Bitchin' hair.
Okay, so we're in the movie.
How do we get out of here?
Yeah, I like that question. That's a really, really good question. Duncan, can you answer that question, please?
What are you talking about? It's 1986. Our homes don't exist yet. They're probably just landfills waiting to be turned into crappy subdivisions. We don't exist yet. I know for a fact my parents haven't met because I was an unplanned child.
Anyone want to help me pick some strawberries?
Nope. But I'll give you a hand with those melons. Talking about her boobs. You guys get me, right?
Yeah, we do, brother. Kurt is insatiable. Okay, so Mimi's in the woods. That means everything is right on schedule.
She hooks up with that hiker. But then she gets killed, right?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone who has sex in this movie dies. It's awesome.
I got into bodybuilding big time.
Yeah, so. Oh my God, can I touch it?
Yeah, touch it.
Oh, wow.
Touch it. The backside's just as hard. Touch the backside.
That's right. Everyone.
I'm with Gertie on this one. Let's just take their van and bail. What do we have to lose?
Yeah, did I say that? Okay.
We actually probably shouldn't talk to them.
Oh, what's up, fun bags?
Fun bags. Right. Yay, feminism. Listen, we need to borrow your van for a little while. Okay? Yeah?
I don't know. What's in it for me?
How about my friends don't kick your ass?
Kurt looks at Goofy Duncan.
Oh! This guy's your friend. Yeah, right. You want to go?
No.
Tricep, smash.
Okay.
And that would kill you. That's a karate technique.
No, I don't. I've never actually fought anyone before in my life.
Yeah, well, I have so many times. 7 times.
Hey, this is so weird. Do me a favor and just zing me. Just get me.
Fine. How about you go suck a turd?
Well, writing is so bad.
Okay, tell you what. You find the keys, and the van's yours.
He throws the keys into the woods.
Oops.
Really?
He grimaces like a sorry monkey.
I'm glad that you die.
What?
Nothing. What she meant to say was that we all die. Eventually. Technically, we start dying the moment we were born.
Yeah, right.
Yes, but not to overwhelm you.
I liked you when you were laughing at my jokes. Now I just think you're weird.
Okay, let's go get them. Sorry, let's go get the keys.
As the others go off to look for the car keys, Max, seeing Nancy taking leaflets down from the camp notice board, walks up behind her.
Oh, hey. You want to give me a hand?
Sure.
All right, it's rock and roll.
My God, it really is you.
What? Nothing.
Woo! Kurt comes out of the camp lodge.
All right, push up time.
So, Kurt told me he wants to do it later.
Wow, just like that?
I know. And it's like,
I can't stay a virgin forever, you know? And he's been with a lot of girls, so he can probably, like, I don't know, help me along.
You shouldn't have sex.
Why?
Because I heard that sex can kill you.
Max, sex isn't anything to be afraid of. I mean, Tina's already done it twice today, and look at her. She's totally normal.
Tina's bumping and grinding against Chris's groin.
She says the best feeling in the world is getting stoned and doing it on a waterbed.
Don't hang around, Tina.
No, but I told myself that I was going to lose my virginity this summer, get drunk. Not necessarily in that order.
Please, just trust me.
You sound like my mom.
Right back at you.
Hello. Hi, we have to go get everyone. Let's go.
We will pick this up again. Is that understood? In the meantime, just stay away from Kurt and keep your shorts on.
What are you doing?
Tina unbuttons her blouse.
Dibs on the one that looks like Ricky Schroeder.
Their hair's so flat. It's making me sad.
That girl with the freckles was sort of cute.
You know, none of them are on the counselor's roster. Where did they come from?
Nancy looks perplexed. The five newcomers search a flowerbed for the keys of the van.
We're never going to find these keys.
Well, not with that attitude, we're not. Though you are correct.
They all look up at Mimi strolling towards them. They peep up from behind a log. Only Duncan seems thrilled.
Let's go back. Now.
Shh. It's happening. We have to warn her.
No. No. Just think of them as animals on a nature preserve, okay? Our duty is not to disrupt, but to observe.
A hunky hitchhiker appears.
Oh, gosh. You startled me.
Sorry, I'm looking for town. So I just go down that path all the way?
A guy like you can go anywhere he wants.
Duncan mouths the dialogue.
I can't believe we're just going to casually watch someone get murdered. What is this, Detroit?
Mimi smooches the nut-brown hiker.
What is that noise?
It's Billy. He's coming.
Let's get out of here, then.
No, no. Stay. Stay.
Billy stomps up, a gleaming machete in his hand.
Did you hear something?
Baby, I didn't hear a thing.
The others watch with trepidation. Only Duncan is grinning.
Give me a second. Go over there. Get ready.
With a leery grin, the hiker goes to unbutton his t-shirt as he contemplates Mimi's back view. Billy seizes the hiker's head.
Okay, where's the beef?
The beef has vanished. As Mimi looks about her, Gertie covers her eyes in horror.
Come on, man. I said, where's the...
Billy grabs Mimi's throat, lifts her up, and runs his blade through her. He tosses her down right in front of Max and her friends. Chris springs up.
Run!
Guys, wait.
Duncan! What are you doing? Duncan!
It's okay. He won't hurt us. He would have killed me by now. Okay, I think it's because we're not actually part of the movie. He doesn't really know what to do with us. Isn't that right, Billy boy? Man, you are big and scary. I wonder if all this blood is just corn syrup, you know? Like these characters are walking around with just corn syrup in their veins, you know?
Duncan cheerfully licks some of Mimi's blood.
Oh, God. Oh. No, that is not corn syrup. That is, oh, God, that's blood.
Oh. All the more reason for us to get the hell out of here.
No. Look, everything in this world is running exactly on schedule. Besides, to leave, we probably have to wait until the movie's over or something.
Well, when is that gonna happen?
Okay, look, movies like this end when the final girl kills the main bad guy and the credits roll. It's actually pretty sick in this one. She kicks up the sword and she, like, kills him with his own machete and she's like, whoop! And Billy's like, nah! And goes right through his hand, like, ta! Ta! Head splits open, punches it, whoop! Brain goes out.
Duncan!
Anyway, this smoking hot girl called Paula, she arrives in the next reel. She's the final girl. Oh, yeah. She is the only one in this movie who doesn't die. All we gotta do is stick with her, and we're gonna have the best seats in the house. Trust me, this last battle will blow your minds. Okay, selfie time.
Duncan!
Tall, masked Billy stomps towards Duncan, who turns to face the grotesque mask, his digital camera trembling in his hand. The mask stares at Duncan, unmoving, towering above him. Duncan shakes like a leaf.
Oh my God.
His stares into the mask's black, empty eyes. And Billy turns away and stomps off.
I think I almost just pissed my pants.
You did piss your pants.
What? No, I didn't.
A machete slices through Duncan's hip. He sinks to his knees, his eager blue-green eyes staring. He slumps onto his front. Oh. The remaining four pelt across a sunny lawn and down a sandy road past square-cut, frizzy, black-haired Blake.
Wait, where are you going? You're gonna miss a summer party.
You came back! Yay!
Tina grins as the four come round again.
Wait, where are you going? You're gonna miss a slumber party.
You came back! Yay!
What's happening?
Wait, where are you going? You're gonna miss a slumber party.
You came back! Yay!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
The opening sequence.
I don't think Billy's the only problem.
It's the movie. The movie won't let us leave.
Blackout. The four of them are sitting cross-legged in a circle with the camp counselors. Nancy is playing her guitar.
Row your boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael, row your boat ashore, hallelujah. Sister, help to trim the sails, hallelujah. Sister, help to trim the sails, hallelujah.
Chris looks cross-eyed with disbelief. Gertie stares incredulously. Max looks mournfully at her cheery, smiling mum. Vicky eyes Nancy with suspicion.
Come on, everyone, sing along.
Duncan is dead. We have to warn them.
Please, they're morons. I want to know where they keep the hardware at the stump. I want chainsaws and big-ass knives, and I want them now.
What am I going to tell our parents?
I don't want to die here, guys.
Me either. There's got to be a way to get home.
A car with Paula 1 on the number plate is pulled up outside. A dark-haired hottie with torn jeans steps out, flips a Marlboro from its pack to her full pink mouth, lights a match against the sole of her boot, and lowers her shades.
Did I miss the kumbaya circle?
Paula, you're just in time to start setting up for the slumber party.
Yeah, we took a vote, and you get to share my sleeping bag.
Thanks, Kurt, but I'm saving myself for someone who doesn't have a needle dick.
Yeah, right, it's like a hammer dick, if anything. It's a sledgehammer.
Who are they?
Oh, they're the new counselors. They're super nice.
We don't have new counselors.
Well, now we do. All right, guys, let's split off into groups and get busy.
Kurt in his crop top sneaks a leery look at Paula as he runs off with the others.
That's her. That's Paula. She's the final girl, right? She's the one that kills Billy. We just have to stay with her till the end of the movie.
I'm sticking to that bitch like white on rice.
Okay. Now we just have to keep Billy away from us.
It's just like Duncan said. The moment a top comes off, Billy shows up. Vicky, stick with Paula and Tina. Mm-hmm. Gertie, you take Blake. Chris, take her.
No, I want Chris to stick with me.
No, we have to cover everyone.
I'll take my mom.
You know that's not your mom, right?
Vicky.
But don't defend her. This delusional shit is gonna get us all killed.
Vicky goes off with a roll of her eyes, but Chris gives Max a supportive smile. Outside, he sits with pudgy-faced Kurt.
Ooh, whoa, look at the pear on her. I would just motorboat those for hours.
Yeah, but look at those articles. Dude, I could read those all night long.
What are you, a fag? You don't like some nice big hoots? Hootin'?
My dads are gay, so shut the hell up.
Yeah, right. Gay guys can't have kids. They're too busy going to discos and having sex with each other. It's actually a pretty cool lifestyle.
Gertie strolls up to Blake, who has badges all over his braces, and is gathering firewood.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey, I really like your pin.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Where'd you get yours?
Oh, my friends gave them to me. Where'd you get yours?
I made it, actually, at this, like, prison pen pal convention thing.
That's awesome!
Yeah.
Indoors, Tina tries to slot a mobile phone into a cassette player.
Hey, what's up with this cassette? There are no holes in it.
Vicky snatches it.
Give me that.
Hey, what are these?
Pills.
No, no, no. Bad. Not for you. Very bad.
With a cross little pout, Tina picks up her Walkman, a and starts gyrating to her music.
It's too bad all these girls are so busted, huh?
The only way you or I are gonna get any is with Angel Eyes over there.
What? What? Are you nuts? No, 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 no. These girls are slamming, my man. And I am going to do all of them. Yum! By the way, what's with you and Max? Are you guys...
He waggles his tongue.
Are you guys having sex? Because if not, I wouldn't mind bench pressing her with my dumbbell.
Chris grabs her.
Listen, brah. You're not bench pressing anyone with your dumbbell. If I so much as hear your dumbbell took a Pilates class,
what?
I'm gonna cut it off.
In the lodge, Paul is making punch.
I swiped a whole case of this stuff from my uncle before coming. I'm gonna need it if I'm stuck here for the summer instead of souping up this bitchin' firebird I found in...
Yeah, yeah, great. Where do they keep the chainsaws here?
What?
We might want to find out, right? Where they keep them? Because you never know when you might need a chainsaw.
Why do we need a chainsaw for a slumber party?
I know what's gonna go down at this camp. And it's not pretty.
Paula looks at Vicky in alarm. Outside, Gertie and Blake haven't moved.
So, where's that other guy you came with?
My brother. Yeah. He's napping, somewhere. Huh. Okay. Let's go. You wanna go?
Yeah, let's.
You got all the wood you need.
They hurry off. Nancy, in her room, is sitting on her bed with a hopeful smile. She sprays perfume into the air. She wafts it around her. The door downstairs opens, and Max comes in.
Mom, no!
She pelts up the stairs. Nancy goes to light some scented candles by her bedside with her Zippo lighter.
Get dressed, now.
Oh my God, Max, what are you doing here? Get out.
Nancy, if you go through with this, you're gonna get hurt.
Kurt said he liked me, okay? He said it.
Yeah, they always say it. They just don't act like it.
God, you must think I'm a total zero.
Max comes to sit next to her on the bed.
I just wanted to feel grown up, special.
You are special.
I'm the shy girl with the clipboard and the guitar. Special to who?
Special to me.
Max looks into Nancy's eyes.
Who are you, Max?
Kurt, bare-chested.
Soak this moment in, babe. Because you're always gonna remember me.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Two for the price of one. You babes just couldn't wait, could ya?
We're leaving.
Too late. Jeannie's already out of the bottle.
Make a wish.
Ew.
Chris arrives downstairs.
Where's Max?
I don't know. Do you hear that?
He lopes up to the first floor. Gertie backs away to the window, her chest heaving. Billy is outside. Chris pans down Kurt.
What'd I say, huh? Leave her alone.
They all run down to Gertie, Kurt hurriedly pulling up his jeans.
Lock the windows. Shut the curtains. He can see us.
Who is he?
Max. You have to tell them about Billy.
Oh, God. He's here. Not Billy Murphy. I mean, he's just a legend.
Oh, I love legends. Loch Ness, Bigfoot, Bon Jovi, all of them.
It all happened so long ago.
Nancy walks over to the other side of the camp lodge. The other counselors follow in a solemn line. They all sit down simultaneously.
Little Billy Murphy went to camp here decades ago.
Stalactites descend.
And he was always picked on for being...
guys?
Different. Ugly. And then one summer...
This is bad.
The hottest one on record. The counselors decided to play a little prank on him.
What's happening?
The glass shards hang down from the ceiling, trapping the friends inside a rippling wall of glass. They emerge in black and white outside.
Oh, is this... What... Are we home? Oh, God. Why am I colorblind? Am I having a stroke? I think we're in a flashback.
An open-topped car drives up. It's summer 1957. The three guys in the car, all in white short-sleeved shirts and slacks, jump out.
It started as just another ordinary day. But little did they know something was about to go horribly wrong. No one really knows how Billy was before it happened. The counselors hated him, and the other kids bullied him mercilessly.
Stop! Where'd you get these clothes, huh?
Billy breaks free from the taunting and runs to the outhouse.
Guys, that's Billy.
Come on, Billy.
Hey, what are you little idiots doing?
Billy's in there, and he's been in there forever.
Billy locked himself in the outhouse thinking he'd be safe, but he was wrong.
Billy! Billy, open up!
I know how to get him out.
One of the guys hands over a string of firecrackers. The taunter lights the string and throws it over the top of the outhouse door. The four friends watch in helpless horror.
Billy had third-degree burns all over his body because of the counselor's prank. And the only thing that could distract Billy from his terrible pain was thinking about what had been done to him. And during those long, agonizing nights in the burn ward, Billy's fear was slowly replaced by something else. Hatred. His face would never be the same. And so he made a mask to hide his scars on the outside. But his anger grew on the inside. All Billy wanted was to make everyone as afraid as he was on that terrible day. He started his reign of terror by returning to exact his revenge.
They watch Billy, wearing an oversized Greek tragedy mask, enter a dorm and one by one hack the occupants of the bunks to death. Gertie gets spots of blood all over her face.
He killed 8 counselors that night, one for every month he spent in that hospital bed. And legend has it, Billy still lives in these woods in his own little shack, waiting for new counselors to cross his path, waiting to get revenge again and again.
The four are teleported back to the lodge, Gertie's face smeared with blood. The camp counselors stare at her open-mouthed and run for it.
The car! The car!
Paula and Kurt get into Paula's car. Tina falls on her face. Nancy.
Get up! Stop! Don't come any closer!
Okay, just listen. We can explain. You can't leave. None of us can. Not until he's dead.
Until who's dead?
Billy Murphy.
What?
Paula reverses, kicking up dust.
Drift!
Look, I'm just trying to save you.
Why? Why are you trying to save me?
Well, because you're my first friend here.
Paula's car careers wildly.
Go, 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 go!
Help me! I'm not dead!
Duncan! You're alive!
The car rams Duncan.
No, you killed Duncan! Let's just go to a hotel and just relax for the night, and maybe we could get into something.
They crash into a gatepost. Kurt is flung from the car, legs bent over his back like a puppet.
She's still alive!
Paula, don't move!
The car bursts into flames.
Shit!
Tina runs indoors. Vicky looks aghast. Nancy can barely speak.
I can't believe they're all dead.
They were never alive. They weren't real. Neither are you, because this is just a movie. And Paula was the only one that could kill Billy. We're screwed.
Vicky goes to the lodge. Nancy's eyes narrow.
What does she mean, just a movie?
Max looks at her bleakly. In the lodge, they sit around in a circle. Tina is strapped up and wearing mittens.
So, we're in a movie?
But this is a horror movie, and Billy Murphy's really after all of us.
Why do I have to wear all this stuff again?
Because you're scripted to do a striptease at the slumber party, and when you take your top off, Billy comes running.
But why does he hate my boobs? Because they're not big.
So, wait, is New Wave real?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
But I'm not real.
You're only real in the movie. So, yeah, you're real here.
Oh, cool.
Guys, we just want to get home.
But okay. But you said Paula was the only one who could kill him, and she just died.
Exactly. Which is why we need to nominate a new final girl.
And I'm willing to be it.
Vicky.
What?
Well, you're not a virgin.
I am, too, a virgin. I technically am that. Whatever, what does it matter?
Because it just does, Vicky. You have to be a virgin in this movie in order to kill Billy, okay?
And the only true blue virgin here is Max.
I'm not the only virgin. Girl, you're a virgin.
No, I'm not anymore. Last summer with that guy, Jerry, he had like the weird mustache and he like winked, remember?
Isn't he autistic?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. But he's also very romantic.
Damn, super freak. I like.
Okay, let's make a plan.
Yeah.
We need to get Billy's machete.
The one he's holding?
Yeah, Duncan said that's the only way to kill him. Everything else just slows him down.
So we're supposed to just pry it from his hands?
Well, we don't really have any other options, okay?
Look, we just have to get his machete into Max's hands so she can chop his head off, end the movie, and we can all go home.
No. No way, I can't do this. See, she's even saying that she can't do it.
Vicky, enough. Jesus, can you just shut up for a second? God, I can't believe I put up with you for so long.
Max, you got this.
No.
Max, you can do this. If it wasn't for you, we'd all be dead burning in a theater right now.
Yeah, and look where I got us.
I can do it. I can be the final girl. I'm a virgin, too. I didn't sleep with Kurt, so, now I guess I'll be able to save myself for George Michael after all.
I wouldn't hold your breath, honey.
Why?
It doesn't matter. Nancy, you can't be the final girl. It's not in your DNA, or whatever. You're the shy girl with the clipboard and the guitar. You get laid and then you die. You're just part of the body count. No offense.
Nancy wells up and runs out of the lodge.
That came out wrong. Thanks.
Max.
Max dashes after her.
I'm just trying to help.
She finds Nancy sitting at the base of a tree overlooking the sun-kissed flower garden.
Nancy? Are we really gonna die? Yeah. So I guess I never grow up or fall in love or have kids. I had this dream that when I graduated college, I would meet a guy and we'd have a baby, a girl. And if she ever needed me, I would do anything for her, anything. I would have made a really great mom. The best. God, this totally sucks. It's so bogus. I should have known something was up with this place. I mean, think about it. What the hell kind of summer camp has water beds?
Nancy cuddles up to Max.
What do we do now? We fight.
In the lodge.
All right, guys. No more junior varsity bullshit. We gotta lead with a pro-style offense, something Billy won't see coming. We have to use everything we have at our disposal. I was thinking the best opportunity for an ambush would be the slumber party. With a few tweaks, that means it's just a question of luring him here at just the right time.
How are we gonna do that?
I think I have an idea.
Chris flips a blackboard.
Operation Booby Trap?
Yep, and Tina's gonna be the bait.
A group knuckle crack. Except for Tina in her mittens. A stuffed deer is taken down from the wall. Tina tosses a bottle of booze to Vicky. She and Blake carry the stuffed deer. Hooks are thrown to Nancy. Antlers are hammered into place. Arrows are collected from the archery range. A hole is drilled. Chris hands Vicky a bear trap. Gertie and Blake saw the totem pole gatepost in half. The bear trap is set. In the lodge, a rope is slung through a ceiling hook. Outside, Gertie and Max are on a wooden jetty, overlooking a lake bathed in afternoon light. They're standing behind Vicky, who's carving a wooden spear, her shoulders heaving.
Vicky, are you crying?
I'm fine.
She turns to face them.
Gertie, I'm sorry for that time in junior high when I told everyone to start calling you Pachunkadunk, and then I covered your locker in bacon. That was so crappy. I'm so sorry.
I'm such a bad person.
You're not. It's okay. If it makes you feel better, last summer, I'm the one who spread the rumor that said you had a weird disease where you were always on your period.
Wow, that's evil.
Thank you.
Hey, Max. If I'm gonna die tonight, then I don't wanna die without telling you that... When your mom died, you shut down completely and just cut me out of your life. And I missed you. I missed our friendship. And you two became best friends, and I don't know, I got jealous. And so I did some really bad things, and I'm not proud of them.
Vicky.
No, just let me finish, okay? I know that I've become
a bitch?
Yes, thank you. But the thing is, Max, I've always looked up to you. Because you were always the brave one. So be brave again.
Vicky, you don't have to die.
I'm the mean girl in the 80s horror movie, and we're past the midpoint, so, you know. I'd say that I've overstayed my welcome.
Max gives her a hug, and Gertie joins them in a group hug. In the lodge, Tina is picking at her gloves.
Oh, Tina? Hey, yeah, no. You know not to take off any of your clothes until we say so. Right? Yeah? No sex.
How could anyone think about sex when I have this rad gadget? What is this thing anyway?
It's a phone.
Yeah, please, I'm not that gullible. Hello, operator. Yes, I'm trying to make a call, but I can't because my phone's not plugged in anything.
Oh my God, kill me.
Guys, it's almost time. Let's get ready.
Chris turns to Max.
How are you holding up?
Been better. How about you?
I'm really scared. Are the arrows ready?
Yeah. I'm on it.
Tina finds a tube of pills in the pink hoodie she's been made to wear.
Adderall.
In a cabin in the woods, Nancy and Max...
God, your parents must be freaking out right now. I mean, you've been gone for hours. They must be so worried about you.
Not really. Never knew my dad. And my mom's away.
What's she like?
She was so beautiful. And funny. She never knew how awesome she was.
How'd she die?
Never said she'd die.
You said was, so I just figured. It's okay. You don't have to tell me. Here. I'm going to have this.
She slips a bracelet onto Max's wrist.
It's a friendship bracelet. So you don't forget me.
How could I ever forget you?
You know, if this all works out, I'm really gonna miss you. When you go home, I mean. Oh, God, I sound totally molded. I know we just met. It's silly for me to say that. It's just, I guess it's like, who am I gonna talk to after you leave, you know? Tina? She's not very smart.
Maybe you don't have to.
I don't? But, I mean, I carpool with her to camp. It's kind of inevitable.
No, I mean, maybe you don't have to stay here. Look, I know in the movie you're supposed to die. But that doesn't mean you have to, right?
Right.
And if you don't die, then that means you'll be around at the end of the movie, when we leave.
Right.
So then, who's to say you can't just come home with me?
Oh my God. Where's home?
The valley.
The valley. I don't know, Max. I don't know. You're kind of blowing my mind right now.
No. Think about it. If you come home with me, you could be whoever you want. You don't have to be the shy girl with the clipboard and the guitar. And I could
go to college.
Right.
And drive a convertible.
Totally.
And go shopping at the mall.
Actually, people don't really shop at malls anymore. They shop online.
What's online?
Never mind, I made that up. Just keep going.
Okay, but well, I want to shop online and I want to start over. You know, I could be different in the valley.
Looking suddenly anxious, she gives Max a hug. Max holds her tight, her eyes welling up.
What if I don't make it, Max? This time you will.
Hey, guys.
Vicky, Chris, and Gertie.
Hi. Yeah, so sorry to interrupt, but we have a bit of a situation.
Tina is wired.
Tina, are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm amazing.
She ate your Adderall?
Tina? Hey, eyes here.
Yes.
How many of my Tic Tacs did you have?
They're not Tic Tacs. And I had 3. No, 10. Oh, 30. It was 30.
Maybe we need to re-strategize.
No. I got this.
Tina, are you sure you
Look,
can...
man. I got this, all right?
I got this. I so got this. Yeah, she'll be fine. If anything, she's more focused now. Right, Tina?
Yes.
Guys, let's start.
Tina follows them with manic, purposeful eyes.
All right, guys, this is it. Sound off. Ready.
Ready! Ready, ready!
Totem pole!
Ready!
Ready! Stereo!
Ready!
Arrows!
Ready!
All right then, Nancy.
Unleash the beast.
Nancy puts on a record. In the doorway of the lodge, in full view of the outside. Tina struts her stuff, whiting off her gloves. She whips off her restraining corset. Now the pink hoodie, twirling it wildly. Her thighs jigging like pistons, she undoes her yellow camp bluefinch blouse. She flings it off, revealing her pink bikini top. Outside, there's a wall of mist. On her front, she writhes on the floor like a swimmer in choppy waters. She flips over, kicking up her legs. Back on her feet, she whips off her bra. A tall, hooded figure emerges from the mist. Tina's eyes fill with terror.
He's coming! He's coming! He's coming!
Not yet, wait to move!
No, he's so close!
She trips over and falls face down into the bear trap. Billy comes through the door. Gertie and Blake cut the rope tied to the sawn-off totem pole. Billy is impaled against the door, his machete dangling in his hand. Blake.
Gertie.
Yeah?
I love you.
Screw it.
Gertie gives him a smacker on the lips. With a happy nod, Blake goes downstairs. He reaches for Billy's machete. Billy raises his masked head and runs the blade through Blake's chest. The room spins. Max.
Everybody in the kitchen!
Gertie bends down to Blake. His head tips to one side. Max pulls Gertie away. Billy drops down from the door that's covered in antlers.
Go!
Gertie flees upstairs. Max, Nancy, and Chris launch their burning arrows. One misses. The others pierce Billy's chest. But zombie-like, he keeps on coming. Upstairs, Vicky and Gertie are poised as Nancy pelts to the window.
Come on, Nancy, come on.
His chest bristling with arrows, Billy strides into the room. Vicky and Gertie try to drop a bucket onto his head, but it won't budge. Billy pulls a bookcase down on top of the girls. Her eyes burning, Max shoots an arrow at his chest. He staggers, but recovers. He impales Gertie with his blade. He raises his masked face to Max and Chris. From the floor, Vicky smiles softly.
It's okay. Just go.
Chris and Max run to the window. Billy pulls up the blade from Gertie's back. Vicky takes hold of her hand. And with a sharp tug of the rope in her other hand, she dislodges the bucket from the ceiling, spilling in slow-mo colorless viscose liquid down into the room. Flames burst out of the window, throwing Nancy, Chris, and Max, who are outside, off their feet.
What's happening? It's slow motion.
They watch in slow motion horror as Billy, his back ablaze and brandishing his machete, leaps out of the inferno and lands right in front of them. The three of them hurtle towards the woods, slowly, with Billy outlined in flames right behind them, Nancy's long blonde hair wafting as she runs. All three turn to see their flaming pursuer behind them. He's closing the gap. Dark woodland as long-legged Chris leaps balletically over a muddy stream alongside the girls. Billy grabs his foot. In real time, all three fall into the stream.
Flashback! What?
Just say the words!
What words? Billy Murphy was a kid who went to camp here years ago. Tell me the story again! Hurry!
And he was picked on for being different, ugly.
Keep going, don't stop!
And one summer, the hottest winter on record, the kids decided to play a little prank on him.
Watery icicles encircle Billy, and the picture turns to black and white. They're all back outside the lodge.
Where the hell are we?
Flashback.
Does that mean we're safe?
All three turn their heads at once and see Billy a few feet away. The 1957 convertible runs him over, and the machete drops at their feet. Max picks it up.
Holy crap, this thing is heavy. Guys, where's Billy?
Billy locked himself in the outhouse thinking he'd be safe, but he was wrong.
That's me. Oh, that's what I sound like.
They watch flashback Billy stumble out of the smoky outhouse, clutching his eyes.
Wait, where's Billy going? Wait.
They follow 1957 Billy into the woods. They see him hurtling alongside a lake, tripping and falling, and running on towards a ramshackle cabin.
I don't know that part of camp. I've never seen that cabin before.
Masked Billy appears behind him.
And the flashback, end it!
Let's get to the end!
Legend has it, Billy still lives in these woods, waiting for new guests to cross his path, waiting to get reminded again!
The flashback ripples engulf them, and they're back in color.
Did we leave him there? I wouldn't count on it. Let's move.
They try to clamber out of the mud. Chris wipes Billy's head with a stick. Billy runs Chris through his ribs.
Oh my God, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Max
spins round to see Nancy being carried off.
Let me go!
She's gone, Max.
No, she's alive. She's...
Max?
She's...
She's gone.
No, she's not.
As lightning flashes behind them, with her arm wrapped around his waist, they stagger through the woods, arriving at a small white clapboard chapel. They go inside. She sits him down. She wraps his wound.
Keep pressure on it. Don't move, I'll be back.
She's dead. She's supposed to die just like the rest of them.
No, she's lived this far into the movie longer than she ever has before.
She's not real. None of this is real.
Yes, she is.
Max, wait.
I don't want to die alone.
She crouches down to him.
Listen to me. You're not gonna die. Nobody else is dying tonight. I know exactly where he's taking her.
Armed with a machete, Max comes out of the chapel looking fearless amid the flashes of lightning. She makes her way through the woods until she reaches the old cabin. Its upstairs windows are covered in red blinds. She climbs a rickety wooden staircase and finds an oil lamp outside the door. She peers inside. Slowly, she creeps across the barn-like room, the lightning through the red blinds washing across her face with every flash. She passes shelves of bottles and potions. The lamp nudges a bottle, but she catches it before it hits the floor. At the far end, a second door opens, leading to another room suffused in blue light. She creeps towards the door and, holding up the lamp, she enters the second room. There she sees the bodies of all the dead counselors. She spots Nancy tied up on the floor, her head slumped forward. Puts her finger to her lips, then starts to untie the ropes. Billy appears in the doorway. Max spins round, but there's nobody there.
He was right there.
He's right behind them. Max slashes at him. He grabs her hand and tosses her across the room. He picks her up by the hair. Nancy whacks him with a piece of wood, but it breaks. He tosses her to the floor. He turns to Max, who has the machete, and seizes her by the throat, raising her up off the floor. He tosses her down. She lands on her back, the machete nearby. He holds up an arm, clutching a stubby knife, and plunges it into her belly. Nancy retrieves the machete and rams it into Billy's gut. He falls. She scoops Max up off the floor. They stagger out into the woods and back to the chapel.
Chris!
Max!
Sit down. I know how to fix it. You're not the final girl yet, Max, because of me. I'm still alive.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm already dying, so you could survive. You can be the final girl.
No, Max, no. That's not who I'm supposed to be, remember? I'm just the shy girl with the clipboard and the guitar.
Yeah, but you want to change that.
Honey, let me do this.
No.
Max. I'm not afraid.
I wanted to save you.
Oh, Max. You did. You did, Max. Just by letting me be here with you. I've never felt more real or more alive ever before.
No. Mom, you belong at home with me. Look, your name is Amanda Cartwright, and you live in Encino, and you love Betty Davis Eyes and Mel's Diner, and you wanted to be the biggest movie star more than anything in the world. And you had a daughter. You have a daughter. I'm not going back without you. I don't want to lose you again.
I'm not lost.
Willow is nowhere to find me, okay? You have to let me go. You have to let me go.
Nancy looks intently at Max with a loving smile. Max has tears coursing down her cheeks. Nancy kisses her on the forehead. Face glistening with tears, Max watches her walk off towards the door of the chapel.
I love you.
Nancy looks behind her.
This way I never got to tell her. Don't worry. Wherever she is, she knows. You're right about one thing, you know. What? I'm a movie star.
With a playful toss of her shoulders, she walks out into the murderous stormy night. Forks of lightning flashing across the dark red sky. A wall of blue-lined clouds on the horizon.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips a sweet surprise.
Her breath quickening, she looks behind her to the open door of the chapel, and Max watching her from inside. She starts to unbutton her short-sleeved yellow blouse, her shoulders swaying softly to the music.
New York snow. She got better day besides.
Glancing back as if taking courage from Max, she starts to put down some moves. She spins round, her turquoise bra on display. Max watches her with a sorrowful, proud smile. Nancy smiles coyly back at Max. Max's smile freezes as Billy comes up behind Nancy. She looks round and sees him walking towards her. She turns back to face Max, her chest heaving. She beams and, placing her hand on her heart, blows Max a kiss. Max can barely breathe as she sees Billy coming nearer. She averts her eyes. Billy slides his blade into Nancy's back. Max slumps in a faint. As Nancy drops to the ground, the storm bursts through the thick red clouds. Nancy's eyes shut. Max's eyes open. And she sits up with a look of purpose. Chris feverishly watches her retrieve the machete from the floor. She spins it in her hand. With a determined look at Chris, she turns and strides along the chapel nave like a warrior queen.
You just fucked with the wrong virgin.
Her eyes flashing, her white blouse steeped in blood from her wound, she marches towards Billy. He strides towards her. Holding it in both hands, she swings the blade at him. She slashes at his gut. He looks up in surprise, and she launches another attack. He retaliates, and they stand apart. She aims at his neck. He falls. She goes to strike, but he grabs the blade. He sends her flying over his head, landing in a heap, separated from the machete she was wielding. His grotesquely masked eyes spot the weapon in the grass. He leaps up. She sprints towards it and grabs the blade, but he deflects it with his foot and sends her flying backwards and sliding along the ground. She flips up, grits her teeth, and surges towards him. He throws his knife at her. She slides along the grass on her knees, her upper body bending backwards, and watches the knife sail above her head. Billy, unarmed, stares at her. She slashes his arm, spins round, and cuts off his head. It flies through the air and lands like a stone. His body crumples in front of her. She drops the machete. as she looks up at the clear blue dawn sky dotted with a few pink clouds. The credits start to roll. Paula was played by Claudia Schreer, Kurt by John Twobin, Nancy by Amanda Cartwright, Tina, Karen Antimoff, Blake, Sam Bazalone, Mimi, Sarah Sidwitz. Clutching his wound, Chris walks up to Max and pulls her close. Max watches the credits roll against the sky. They look at each other. She cups his cheek and kisses him on the lips. The countryside behind them disappears, and they're in front of the blue and white screen of the Feature Film Classification Rating Authority, which has rated this motion picture as an R.
Hey, what is happening?
I don't know.
A giant film reel winds back behind them and around them.
Hold on tight!
They cling to each other. The screen bleaches out. Max's eyes flicker open. She's lying in a bed. She turns her head and sees Chris lying on a hospital bed nearby. Her eyes flicker towards the voices coming from behind a hospital screen.
It was so disgusting.
For yourself, girl, this tapioca pudding is incredible.
You've had like 15 of those in the last 30 minutes. I counted. 15.
Little known fact, I can't stand tapioca pudding.
Then why do you eat 30 of them?
Let me eat my feelings in peace.
Hey!
Gertie in a hospital gown hugs her. Vicky heaves a cheery sigh.
When you get a second, try the pudding.
Wait, where are we?
We're home.
But was it a dream or?
No, not at all. Remember?
Duncan shows his scar.
That is a machete wound, poorly stitched by an incompetent doctor. I'm actually more concerned about tetanus, though, because the machete had a bit of rust on it, and I did not see the doctor give me a shot.
Duncan, I love you, and I'm so happy you survived, but do you hear yourself when you say things?
God.
Do you hear the words in your head first?
And she's back. I feel like the jock at high school just gave me his promise.
Max looks at the purple friendship bracelet on her wrist and touches it lightly with her thumb. She remembers when she was in the car with her mother, laughing. The thought brings a smile to her face. The others slowly turn to the door.
Stop it.
Oh, come on. My shift's almost over.
I have to do my rounds.
What beautiful rounds they are.
This is
oh, my God. Of course.
They clock a can of Tab, a Rubik's Cube, a cuddly toy.
Of course what?
Crowded in the doorway, they look round. A caption in yellow and blood red reads, Camp Bloodbath 2, Cruel Summer. And behind it, the unmistakable shape of Billy.
The sequel.
Carrying two machetes, Billy bursts through a glass partition.
This is so great. The sequel is so much cooler than the original.
Gritting her teeth, Max charges him with an IV drip stand. The actual credits interspersed with some outtakes. Directed by Todd Strauss-Schulson.
I'm just wiping my sweat off with this tampon.
Nancy dabs her face with a tampon, written by M.A. Fortin and Joshua John Miller.
How about you go suck a turd?
That's perfect, so perfectly bad.
Like, that's bad. Michael Jackson bad.
Yeah.
That guy's talented.
King of pop.
Yeah.
Kurt does a hammy Michael Jackson move.
Wasn't expecting that.
Produced by Michael London, PGA, and Janice Williams, PGA. Billy's machete breaks in half and the bucket girls tug at their string.
No! Shit!
Exec producers M.A. Fortin and Joshua John Miller.
Oh, God, you killed Duncan!
You smell great, by the way.
Oh, you killed him! I promise I won't tell the cops if we just go have sex! Right now! Kid, I'm not even scared.
Executive producer Darren M. Dimitri. director of photography Ellis Malkin, a curtain rail falls on Vicky and Max.
One time!
Production designer Katie Byron.
I've only had sex with a tyrant with my cousin Heather.
Honestly, that wasn't your fault, and I won't tell the cops if we have sex. Let's...
Paula corpses. Edited by Debbie Berman.
Chris, you and I don't know each other well. So lose the familiarity.
What a rude little girl you're being.
More corpsing in the diner.
She's just showing off.
She doesn't have to learn how to not break.
Tell me.
Costume designer Lynette Mayer.
Oh, I get it, because you've only had sex with like one person. I'm a freaking double-digit slayer over here. You probably don't even know this move.
Kurt tries out his tongue waggle. Music supervision Susan Jacobs. Duncan does a silly walk.
Jerry.
Score by Gregory James Jenkins.
Well, all my bones are broken except for the one. I'm actually talking about this arm. My penis is severely injured. It's like split in three different parts.
Casting Kerry Braden, Paul Schnee. Max comes through a door and forgets what she's supposed to do.
Okay, people are dying.
It's not you.
Kurt gyrates.
Too sexy? Was it too sexy?
Impossible.
Ever since I was a little boy, I've dreamed of being the final girl.
I want you to come study.
My just one more time.
Well, Vicky, you're a virgin. No, you're not. You're a slut.
You had, like, the weird mustache.
Vicky bursts out laughing.
Yeah, right. A phone I can put in my mouth?
Tina tries it.
From the movie.
Oh, jeez. Duncan vaults over the rope barrier.
All right. See you in there.
Ooh!
Oh! Right. Unit production manager Darren M. Dimitri, first assistant director Rod Smith, second assistant director Michael Melamed. The cast. Max Cartwright was played by Tasa Farmiga. Nancy, Amanda Cartwright, Malin Ackerman. Chris Briggs was played by Alexander Ludwig. Vicky Summers, Nina Dobrev. Gertie Michaels, Aaliyah Shawkat. Duncan, Thomas Middleditch. Kurt, Adam Devine. Tina, Angela Trimber. Paula, Chloe Bridges. Blake, Tori N. Thompson. Hunky Hiker, Reginald Robinson. Mimi, Lauren Grove. Billy Murphy, Daniel Norris. Young Billy Murphy, Eric Carney. Doctor, Corey Hart. Nurse, Jackie Tuttle. 50s Counselor, Dave Davis. Mean Kid, Bryce Romero. Bloodbath Trailer VO, Steve French. Audio description by Veronica Hicks for BTI Studios. Stunt performers. Stunt coordinator, Bill Sharp. Max stunt double, Brooklyn Proctor. Nancy stunt double, Jodie Brockton, Kari Shemwell. Gertie stunt driver, Holly O'Quinn. Tina stunt double, Meredith Richardson. Paula stunt double, Chelsea Bruland. Mimi stunt double, Brittany Romatovsky. Billy Murphy fryer stunt, Matt Thompson. Additional stunt coordinator, Kurt Bryant. Additional stunt performer, Michael Sarna. Songs, Dance Hall Days, written by Darren Costin, Nicholas Feldman, and Jack Hughes, performed by Wang Chung. Betty Davis Eyes, written by Donna Weiss and Jackie DeShannon, performed by Kim Carnes. Wild Heart, written by John Hill and Jack Antonoff, performed by Bleachers. Mickey, written by Michael Chapman and Nicholas Chin, performed by Tony Basil. Lollipop, written by Julius Dixon and Beverly Ross, performed by the Cordettes. Heartbreakers, written by Adrian Harris, Carlos Mendes, and Curtis Fisher, performed by the Cold Crush Brothers. Cherry Pie, written by Janie Lane, performed by Warrant. Cruel Summer, written by Siobhan Stewart, PKA Siobhan Fahey, Sarah Dalin, Stephen Jolly, Tony Swain, and Karen Woodward. Performed by Bananarama. Special thanks to Mom, Dad, Karen, Carolyn Sivitz, Chris Galetta, Matthew Fogel, Hart Pekin, Benji Arufo, Moshe Kasha, Patrick Cassells, Jason McAuliffe, Dan Merck, Steve Bazalone, James Kirkland, Evan Mann, Alex Burns, Eddie Shulson, Ken Frankie, Eric Kisak, Dan Aloney, Sarah Self, Ryan Feldman, Esther Chang, Janet Heng, Jill Pollard, Lisa Kelso, and Baton Rouge Film Commission. Courtesy of Columbia Pictures, Bram Stoker's Dracula, City of Fear, The Deep, Fright Night, The Mutations. Copyright 2014 Sony Pictures Worldwide Acquisitions, Inc.